Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. Just got off the road from another speaking tour, leaving again in the morning time to go to the West Coast for more speaking. And you know, a question I get from a lot of audiences is about some of the most unique advice that I ever received from the great Bill Gove. If you're not familiar with Bill Gove was known around the world as the father of the professional speaking industry, and we were business partners for the last 5 years of his life. And I told the audience the other day, I said, you know what, this is something I've never talked about in public. I've only talked about it with my private coaching clients and with the students of the Bill Gove speech workshop. And I got to tell you, I think this goes over a lot of people's heads. I really think, and it's not complicated, but I just think sometimes people don't hear this because if they heard it, they would have had the same reaction I had when Bill told me. Here it is. You can decide for yourself. Back in 1996, Bill Gove asked me who some of my favorite speakers in the business were that I really idolized. And I told him some of the names, and you would know the names if I repeated them. He said, Steve, I trained most of those people. And if you really want to get ahead financially, and you want to get ahead of the people you're naming, or at least get to their level of success or ahead, there's a gap. There's two missing pieces of the puzzle where speakers drop the ball once they get some measure of success. And if you can fill these gaps, you can pass them. As a matter of fact, if you can fill them well, you'll pass those people like you're standing, like they're standing still in 5 years or less. Well, let me tell you what the two things are, and I hope you have the same response as I did. He said, Steve, here's what professional speakers miss. Number one, once they get a little success, they start to think they're teachers. They start to think they're teachers. And now, in the last few years, I keep hearing over and over being out in the speaking circuit, I keep hearing speakers being referred to as philosophers. Now we're philosophers, which makes me laugh, really. Socrates was a philosopher. I don't think I'm a philosopher. I don't think speakers are philosophers. I think maybe we're pumping up our own value a little bit, but that doesn't really matter. But Bill told me, he said, they think they're teachers. They think they're high school teachers. They think they're college professors. And speakers are not college professors. Not in the keynote, luncheon, after dinner speech. It's not the medium. It will not support a teacher. So what they do, they think they're teachers, and they teach in the keynote. And what happens? They bore the audience. Now, these are very good speakers. Otherwise, they wouldn't be as successful as they are. So do they blow? Do they blow the speech? Do they bomb in the speech? No, of course not. But can they go up against a guy like Bill Gove or a guy like Keith Harrell or someone who really knows what they are up there as a keynoter? Unlikely. So that's the first thing. They start to believe they're teachers once they get some measure of success. And I said, what's number two? He goes, you're going to love this one, Steve. He said, they don't practice. He said, they practice in the beginning to get some success. Once they get some success, they stop practicing. He said, Steve, have you ever known a performance art or a sport where the professionals in the business earning six figures a year do not practice? It's unheard of. Every performing artist practice. Singers, actors, dancers, you name it. Professional athletes, basketball players, tennis players, golfers. Everyone practices 4, 5, 6, 7 hours a day. Professional speakers, when they get some level of success, stop practicing. These are speakers making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. Stop practicing. So he said, Steve, if you want to get ahead, these are the two gaps. You got to practice every day, and you have to realize that in the keynote, luncheon, or after dinner speech, not training, not workshops, in the keynote speech, you are not a teacher. You are a professional entertainer. You are in show business, baby. You're in show business. He said, and the sooner you realize it in the keynote, the more successful you'll be. Well, within 5 years, I had passed financially most of those speakers, and I had spoken on programs and have since spoken on programs with every single speaker that I mentioned that day back in 1996 to Bill Gove. And in some cases, I'm earning 2, 3, 4 times as much as some of those speakers. And I know why. I know why. Because of the practice, and because of the entertainment. So I would just suggest to you, this really, I should say this, that some of you guys listening are very successful speakers, and this is just pissing you off right now that I'm saying this. You know, sometimes keynote speakers, I've worked with a lot of them over the years, obviously in 13 years, and I think sometimes we start to listen to our own introductions a little too much. We start reading our own press and that type of thing and start believing all these things people say about us in a good way, but it can delude you. It can totally delude you. We are in show business, guys. We ain't changing the world in 40 minutes. I don't care how good your speech is. You don't change 30 or 40 years of beliefs in 40 minutes. I don't care how good you are verbally. It's just not going to happen. It's not the way change occurs, no matter what you say in 40 minutes. It's not going to change someone's life. It might give them an idea. It might motivate them. It might inspire them. Does it change the way they think? Probably not. We're not quite that important. It's going to take a lot more work than 40 minutes. So knowing that, the medium of the keynote speech is primarily, like it or not, show business, entertainment. That's what we focus on. So I guess the message of the day, hopefully you're locked into this. If you just listen to this post and this just went right over your head and you just thought, oh, well, this is a nice post, you didn't get it. Go back and listen to this again, because these two things absolutely changed my life, and it's changed the lives of other speakers. And I can't tell you how right Bill Gove was. I travel all over the world every year giving speeches, and I spend a lot of, like every other speaker, I spend a lot of time backstage listening to speakers talk while you're waiting your turn, as we always do, sitting in the green room waiting to go on. And I can't tell you the number of speakers that sit back there and say, well, we're modern day philosophers. Well, really what we are is great teachers. I'm a great teacher, not in the keynote. Not in the keynote. It is show business, baby. And if you recognize this, you basically can pass 90% of the speakers out there. Because I would say, worldwide, this keynote speakers I've worked with, 90% don't get it. And that's why 10% make all the money, and the top 1% really make all the money. Something to think about. If you get it, it could change your career. And if you already know it, then keep on doing what you're doing. I'll look forward to your comments. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebel.